Okay. We're ready to start, right?
Yeah, we're ready to start, right?
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
You're going to repeat everything I said?
You're going to repeat everything I said?
Okay, let's not do this.
What if I hit the...
Stop it. Hank, we need to come up with something that is a little more exciting, a little more fun, a little more funny, a little more, you know...
What is it? You know...
I come on, you give me a bad time, you hit the wrong buttons. It's like an old sitcom that is now jumping, as they say, jumping the shark.
Oh, you mean like on Happy Days when Fonzie, the Fonz, jumped over the shark because it was, you know, Jaws was out and everybody was all into sharks. And so Fonzie in his leather jacket on a motorcycle jumped over a shark.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So you want me to jump over a shark in a leather jacket on a motorcycle?
Well, I mean, you know, that'd be kind of fun to see, but I was saying we're kind of doing that every time we just do the same little bits every time we get on and I do the same voices and I talk to you and you, yeah, why don't you go, you know what? Go find a motorcycle and get a leather jacket and then find a shark and jump over it. I don't know.
Okay, it may take me a while, but I'll...
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Billy?
Oh, yes, Mr. James.
You mind engineering while Hank is out looking for a shark in a leather jacket and a motorcycle to jump over or whatever?
Oh, no, not at all. I think that'd be excellent, Mr. James.
Okay. Hey, should we call someone? Look at this. I'm already feeling inspired. Maybe it was just getting Hank out of the room.
Oh, yes, you know, you haven't spoken to Guinevere in quite a long time.
Guinevere. Guinevere is my... By the way, welcome, everybody. Hello, and welcome to the James Arnold Taylor podcast. She is the biggest James Arnold Taylor fan. We could give her a call. Well, okay, that's a good idea, Billy. Let's get Mr. Announcer Guy in to introduce the show, and then we'll just get right into it. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, can I get a raise?
Well, I don't pay you anything.
Well, then it's all gravy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Announcer Guy!
Yes, James. Ready for me to introduce the show?
Yeah, because we're gonna call Guinevere. We're gonna do some other things, and Hank's out looking for a shark and a motorcycle and a leather jacket.
Got it, dude. Cue that music, Jerry the Music Man.
You got it, Mr. Announcer Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's the James Arnold Taylor Podcast. Talking to myself, the Jetcast. On today's show, Jet's going to give a shark a leather jacket and have him jump over Hank riding a motorcycle.
No, I think you missed the point.
Now, here he is, the same guy that's doing all the voices you're hearing, including this one, James Arnold Taylor!
Okay, there you go. Yeah, no, see, the shark in the... anyways... It's a reference that is long since lost, but thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. Well, I'll explain later.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go now.
Okay. Hey, welcome, everybody. I had some water, but let's drink some water again here, huh? Ready?
It's time to drink some water. That's good water.
That is good water. Look at that, Billy. You're just hitting all the buttons. You're dipping music under and doing all that. Very fancy. You're doing a great job. Why have I never had you just hit the buttons instead of Hank? As the, you know, Hank's the engineer, but you're doing a great job.
No, thank you. Well, I've been watching for many years, and I know exactly what I should do.
Well, yes, you do.
No, thank you, Mr. James, not jumping over the shark, James, a lot.
Okay. So, Billy, can you get Guinevere's number dialed up there, and we'll dial her up and at least play the sound effect of me calling her? On a phone. I think sometimes people probably go, you know, phones don't even sound like that when you call anymore. It's just, you just hit a button nowadays. But from my old radio days, I would use all these sound effects like this of, oh, we're making a phone call and stuff. So anyway, well, it's been ringing for a long time. As long as I continue to talk and don't do Guinevere answering the phone and saying hello, the phone will just continue to ring, which is weird. It should go to a voicemail or something at this point, right? It's been a while, right, Billy?
Oh, yes, Mr. James. Yes, it certainly has.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll answer. Oh, I think she's about to answer now, right? I think if she answers now, she...
Shut.
Oh, hey, Guinevere. Hello there.
Shut up. Shut up. Is this Obi-Wan Kenobi James Arnold Taylor?
Shut up. Yes, it is. Hello there. Shut up, Guinevere.
It's been so long. I'm so glad that podcast is back.
Yes, thank you, Guinevere. I'm glad that the podcast is back. It seems everybody's glad that the podcast is back. Have you been listening and keeping up?
Shut up. Yes, I totally have. And I totally love it. And I'm totally hoping that I'm going to get to see you at one of the Comic-Cons sometime soon.
Well, that's right. I've been going to a lot of Comic-Cons. Last year, I went to a lot of Comic-Cons. In fact, I got a story that I've been meaning to share with everybody on the podcast recently from a Comic-Con last year. In fact, it was in Detroit. And I'm going to share that story at some point, Guinevere. And I think it's fun and it's appropriate that I'm talking to you, who is my biggest fan, right?
Shut up. Yes, I'm totally your biggest fan.
Well, thank you so much for that. Well, this story is kind of about, not necessarily my least biggest fan, but it's an interesting story. Well, we'll get to it in a bit. But anyways, Guinevere, what do you have going on in your life right now? What's happening? What's exciting? What's the scene with Guinevere?
Shut up. Oh my gosh. The scene with Okay. So, I've been totally doing some new things and kind of like searching and trying to figure out who I am in life, you know?
Well, you're young, right? I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing you're late teens, early 20s?
Maybe.
That's right. A lady never divulges her age, right?
Shut up. Yes, that's so true. So, I've been just kind of searching, and then I've been doing things like I have a prayer group that I go to, and we all talk about things, and we look at life, and we try to decide, you know, where are we going in life?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Guinevere. That is something my daughter has been questioning in her life. She has a Bible study and a prayer group that she formed, and she has her friends, and they talk about these deeper issues because young people, I think there's so many things in life that are going on that can be taken as really amazing, wonderful things, but they could also be taken as really amazing, scary things in life, right?
Shut up, yes.
Okay, I'll take the shut up as a yes. And there's probably people that hate, you know, I know I have people that don't like when someone says shut up. So when you're saying shut up, you're saying this to me as a kindness thing, right?
Shut up. Yes, totally. Oh, it totally means like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, yes.
So you could just say yes.
Shut up.
Yeah, but no, instead you say shut up.
Shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up. But you don't want me to shut up. You want me to keep talking.
Shut up. Yes, totally.
Okay. Wow. I wonder how many times in a day you say that.
Shut up. Oh, no. I don't know. I need like a counter to fully count it, right?
That's right. Shut up. You're right. Anyways, what do we want to do with our lives? It's a huge question, Guinevere. And it's something that I think most people struggle with. And I certainly know that a lot of folks listening to the James Arnold Taylor podcast think about, talk about, deal with in their own lives. You know, I don't have the answers to that. I really don't. I don't have like the, you know, the end all be all answers to what we should be doing with our lives, how we should be doing, other than to say, to do our very best, to love others as we would love ourselves, to not think about ourselves as much as others, and to always be searching, and always searching for truth, and knowing exactly what you believe is. You know what I say here at the James Arnold Taylor podcast, don't you, Guinevere?
Shut up, yes. It's know what you believe and why you believe it, and know more than you want to know. Shut up.
Okay. So what do I mean by that? Know what you believe and why you believe it.
Okay, totally. It's like you believe something, and you're very convicted about it, and you're very passionate about it, and you, like, totally feel it in your soul, right?
Right.
And you feel like it's really real and it's all important to you, right?
Right.
And so you have to then, like, know why.
Right. Because we can believe something, we can have conviction about something, but we may not know where it came from, why we believe it, but it's been around us for so long that we just believe it, correct?
Shut up, totally.
So that's why I say know what you believe and why you believe it to be true, and then know more than you want to know, meaning be willing, because sometimes that's how we find out what we believe. If we're willing to know more than we want to know, that means what, Guinevere?
Oh, shut up. It totally means, okay, I got this. It means that there's all this stuff that we like to hear, and then there's stuff we don't want to hear, and so we tune it out. And then, but you're saying to like totally listen and know that sometimes people will agree with you and sometimes people won't agree with you, but it doesn't mean that it's not true, or it doesn't mean that it's not a perspective you should consider.
That's absolutely right. Well said. Bravo. That's very well put. And so we have to accept that this life is full of challenges, this life is full of hurdles, but this life is also full of other people that believe things differently than we believe. And we have to be okay with that. You know, that's just, that's part of life, and that's okay. It's kind of cool, actually, because it gets us to see what we actually believe. So if somebody comes up to me and they say, I believe X, Y, and Z, and I say, shut up, but in a good way, like Guinevere would say, shut up. I'm fascinated by the fact that you believe that, because I totally don't believe that. I believe this, but I'm willing to hear you. And in hearing you, it might, for one, it could change my mind, or it could actually, what it could do is make me realize why I believe what I believe all the more. Are we getting into a very deep, we're getting into a very deep conversation here, Guinevere.
Shut up. No, totally. I totally know what you mean, and I totally agree, and I think it's just so cool. It's awesome.
It is awesome. Well, Guinevere, I thank you for being a guest here on the James Arnold Taylor podcast. Every time you're on, I love it.
Shut up. No, I totally love it, and I'm so grateful that I get to be on the show, and I totally think that everybody should listen, they should subscribe, and they should share the, spread the word and get it all, and I'm totally trying to get it so you can get over 100,000 people on your YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you, Guinevere. Yes, I am so close. For the last, I don't know, 3 years or so, at one point I had this great influx of people subscribing to my YouTube channel. Now, to be fair, I have not posted a lot of videos over the last year or two, and I need to start posting. So I'm going to start I'm working on a new thing. Oh, Guinevere, I think you'll like this. I talked about it briefly at one point on another, I think it was on a live stream or something. I'm doing a thing called the ABCs of JAT.
Shut up. Yes. No. I totally saw that live stream, and I'm so excited about that. Tell him.
Okay. So what it is I'm going through the entire alphabet, A to Z, and at every letter, I'm landing on a character that I voiced in my career, because I've been a voice actor for decades now, and I have voiced hundreds, if not more, characters in movies, television, video games, and such. And I'm putting together this list, so I will go through the letter A, and then I'll name all the characters I've played, or a lot of them, in the that start with the letter A, and then I'll emphasize one in particular and tell a little story about it. So it's called the ABCs of JAT, but it's a lot. You know, I have to write 27 of these, because, you know, there's what, 27 letters in the alphabet, right? So that's what I'm working on right now. And those are going to be shorts. I'm going to put those out as shorts on my YouTube channel, as well as my Instagram and probably my X or Twitter or whatever it's called. And if they can figure out what it's called, then I'll put it on there. You see?
Shut up. No, that's totally funny.
But you didn't really laugh.
Shut up. No.
Okay. So I'm working on those because I want to get my YouTube to hit over 100,000 subscribers, because I think it'd be really cool. So if you presently do not subscribe to my YouTube channel, can you do me a favor, please, all of you listening? Can you go and subscribe to my channel today? Because it's showing that while I may get subscribers, I lose a bunch of subscribers too. So I'm just not getting over that hump, and I need to be able to put out more content. And so I'm working on that so I can get over 100,000. You know, I would love to go back and do Clone Wars Conversations.
Oh, shut up. I love Clone Wars Conversations. I wish you would do one where you interview Ashley Eckstein and Dee Bradley Baker.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. That was in the plan originally. I was going to interview them for the first season, and then, you know, life got carried away and schedules, and it was hard to kind of configure that. But now, as since the pandemic is all done and all of that, I'd love to be able to get back to do that, but I would have to shoot it in a studio, and I live in a place that they don't live, and so that it's just a lot of work.
Totally. I totally get it. Well, whenever you can get it done, that'd be totally awesome.
Thank you, Guinevere. I really appreciate you saying that, and I will do my best. But in the meantime, thank you for joining me here on the James Arnold Taylor podcast. All of us need to find what we love and what we're passionate about and what would make us feel good. The old expression of, if you do what you love, you feel like you never worked a day in your life. So find what you would love to do and try to do it.
Shut up. I'm totally going to do that. Thank you so much, JAT.
You're welcome, Guinevere. I don't have initials for you, so I'll just say that.
Oh my gosh. Shut up.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Shut up. Totally.
Okay. And there she goes. Well, hey, fun times here at the old James Arnold Taylor podcast, getting on the phone. You know, maybe we're jumping the shark by just redoing things that we've always done before, but I try to make it different. You know, I love talking to everybody. We've been doing a lot of episodes lately where I've been answering your questions, and that's been very cool. I think all of you have enjoyed that. There's a lot of people. There's a couple others that I marked here that maybe I'll get to, but I wanted to tell a little story about some of the Comic-Cons that I've been doing. We went to 19 different Comic-Cons last year. We were supposed to do 20, and then sadly I caught a cold on the last before the last one. I couldn't do the last one, but we did 19. I think this year I'm on par to perhaps do about 15. The next one I'm doing, so today is Tuesday, April 2nd. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. And now this episode I'm doing, and then I'm going to record a couple more episodes here soon so we continue to have episodes out each week. So if I stay ahead, even though we're kind of back in time, great Scott, Marty, got to go back in time. Don't sing too much, you'll have to pay residuals. Okay, then I have enough episodes and I can keep them coming out while I'm gone because I'm traveling a lot. So my daughter Lydia is no longer doing the Comic-Cons with us. This is my wife and I, and then we have whoever they assign us at the shows, and it's been working fine. We did Richmond, Virginia a couple weeks ago, and that was great. We've done MegaCon, and then this coming weekend, I'm going to South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm going to do, it's only a two-day Comic-Con, and it's only Ashley and I. Matt Lanter won't be with us, but this will all have already happened because it's April 2nd right now, but by the time you're all listening to this, you get it already. I know I'm repeating myself, but anyways, so there you go. So I'm sure I had a great time in Greenville, South Carolina, and if I didn't, I'll update you. No, I know I will. Here's the other thing I'm excited about going to Greenville, South Carolina is I have two of my dearest, closest friends in the world, the Babises. Their last name is Babis, and they moved there to Greenville this last year. And I am going to visit them and see their new home for the first time. And that's going to be really exciting because they're two people that I love dearly. Carrie is actually Carrie Tombazian. Carrie Tombazian Babis is her name, you know, hyphenated name or whatever. Her professional name is Tombazian because that was her name before she got married and stuff. And she's been a DJ and a voiceover artist for many years. And her and I actually very similar stories. Carrie and I both started in radio at like 16, 17 years old. And got our starts in that and then pursued voiceover with a passion. She is one of the most just talented, wonderful voice actresses out there because Carrie is, so you've heard her voice. I guarantee you have heard her voice many times. And in fact, she does a voice in my movie. But Carrie has let me see. I can play a little Carrie Tombazian here. I'll play some of her demos here. I'll play a couple seconds of some of her demos here. Billy, he'll go ahead and play that, right?
Oh, yes, Richard James. I'll pull up Carrie Tombazian's website right here, carrietombazian.com.
Oh, very good.
And then I will go there and I'll click on some of her demos.
Yeah, just click on a demo and just play something from Carrie and we'll take a listen to her voice. And then instead of me just talking about her voice and doing an impression of it, you play it and we'll see what it sounds like. Go ahead.
Ozark, new season this summer on Netflix. Bite-sized content for a tasty treat for the mind. Cake, all new, Thursday at 10 on FXX.
Okay, you'll see, so she's great.
Oh, she has a wonderful voice.
Yes, she does. But she also is very versatile. She's kind of that classic, you know, wonderful promo, trailer, narrator type voice. But she also can do great characters. She's starting to get some more animation and stuff. And she was just in the Marvel What If series. She played Dr. Wendy Lawson, which was a voice match for Annette Bening, I believe. Great character. She did this amazing campaign for Apple Computers a year or so ago that was really phenomenal. She created this wonderful voice and it was really cool. Oh, Billy, play that. I think it's on her demo there. Play it.
We've created something wild. This thing draws everything in.
Yeah, listen to, ooh, it's creepy. It's kind of like, you know, what is it? It's just like this medieval kind of, ooh, you know, it's like when I do a big, you know, voice like this, it's kind of like her version of that. I thought it was so cool. So Carrie's wonderful. So I'm going to visit Carrie and her husband, Tom. And Tom is a writer, a director, an actor. He has been a director of theater at a school. He was a director of a theater in a school, a private school in Los Angeles for many years. And they did outstanding award-winning performances. And he is an amazing director, an amazing teacher and actor and writer, and he wrote a play that is getting attention now. And so they moved. He's since, you know, kind of soft retired, we'll say, from all of that. He left the teaching and they moved to Greenville, and I'm going to visit them and I'm going to get to see them. And that's going to be wonderful. So when you're listening to this, I will have already had my time with my friends, the Babises. But anyways, I'm giving them a shout out because that's what I'm doing. And so then after that show, I don't know, I've got other Comic-Cons coming up, but I don't think I can say which ones yet because they haven't been announced. So when they are announced, I'll say which ones. But look for me and Ashley and Matt. And if there's a Comic-Con that we're not at or we haven't been announced to yet, go to that Comic-Con's, you know, Instagram or YouTube or whatever, wherever they are. Contact them and say, hey, we want the Clone Wars trio. And they're with CelebWorks. And so you can always then, they'll contact CelebWorks and CelebWorks will contact us or make it all happen. Hopefully, right? That's the hope. Anyways, okay. So we did a bunch of Comic-Cons. Now, last year, one of the Comic-Cons we did was Motor City Comic-Con in Detroit. And it was a very cool Comic-Con. We had a great time, met a lot of wonderful people. But there's an interesting story that I want to share with you all. And if you are somebody that has been following James Arnold Taylor for many years, and I know there's so many of you that are out there that I have. And so just my love and shout outs to all of you that have been supporters of mine for so many years. I thank you. You know that on my YouTube channel, I used to comment about there's this one person that was giving a thumbs down to my videos. And it was frustrating. Here's what was frustrating to me. Again, I can accept that not everybody likes me. You know, people probably don't think that actors go on message boards and look, but I do. I go on the YouTube message boards. I look, I was looking at one of the ones at Cinematic Creations. I think that's it. He did all these wonderful videos where he took our voices from some of the Lego games and dubbed them in over the live action stuff of Revenge of the Sith and all of that. And I'm looking on some of that, and most people are like, oh, James Arnold Taylor did a great job doing Ewan McGregor's voice. And then there was like these handful of people that were like, he's not very good. I don't really like him. His accent's terrible. And it's like, you know, thanks. Look, here's the deal about me and my accent, my British accent. Somebody actually said, no, his accent is more like this certain region over here and less like what actually Ewan McGregor and Alec Guinness were doing as Obi-Wan. Fair enough. I appreciate that. But they don't like the way I pronounce the A's or... here's the deal. I am literally a guy that grew up impersonating voices that I heard and stuff. I have no formal training. And so I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I'm so blessed to get to do what I love. But I have never proclaimed to be like an expert on accents. I do what I do. And so it was interesting to see that people are kind of picking apart my Obi-Wan accent. And I know that it bothers it. Look, if I'm from a particular area, I'm from London, I'm from the UK, and I'm hearing an American do a bad British accent, it's going to annoy me. And I don't ever want to be the American doing a bad British accent. But I think to some people's ears, they're hearing some of the stuff that I do and they go, yeah, it's not right. And you can hear it. Just like when I hear a Brit doing an American accent and they do like a bad New York accent or whatever because they're trying to cover their accent. So I get it. And I'm not perfect. And I never try to say that I am perfect. And there are definitely, certainly through the years as I listened to my Obi-Wan, when I listened to the original Obi-Wan stuff I did, I don't like it. I go, oh, I hadn't perfected it. I'm still working on it. So anybody that is saying things like, you know, James, his accent isn't, realize that I am in no way going, oh, come on, man, I'm great. I go, I'm sure you're right. And if there was a person that I knew that was an expert in British accents that could treat, you know, that would train me on that, I would gladly listen to them. So I study the best I can and I do the best I can. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that when Ewan McGregor did the Star Wars movies, he had a vocal coach, he had all this training, he had lots of time. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying the big budgets, the movies, the on-screen people, they take that time with it. With voice actors, they just say, come in and do the voice. And that's it. They're not going to hire somebody for me and go, James, we're going to have you work with a specialist that's going to really make sure you get the accent down properly. They're just going, well, you do the voice. It's great. So there you go. It's not always perfect. But anyways, okay, I'm off on a tangent. I do pay attention. That was a long way around to say, I do pay attention to people that have negative criticisms of me, because this goes along with what I was just talking about with Guinevere. Know more than you want to know. See, if I stay in my own little shell, in my own little world, and I just go, James Arnold Taylor, oh, I'm the best, I do great, oh, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, I do a great Obi-Wan Kenobi voice, and my accent's flawless, that's not realistic. I need to be able to hear criticism and take it in and all of that. It doesn't mean I like it, okay? None of us like criticism, but we have to take it in. We have to know more than we want to know so we can build and make ourselves better and stronger and then be, you know, able to love people more too. See, so that's the other thing. And that goes along with my faith and that's what I believe. Okay. So for years, there was somebody that it didn't matter if I had put the video out within an hour or a few minutes or a day, this person would give me a thumbs down on my videos. And it got to the point where the second I released a video, within 10 minutes, say the video was an hour-long video or a half an hour-long video, within 10 minutes, they'd have given it a thumbs down. And I was like, this person isn't actually watching my content. They're simply going and giving it a thumbs down for the sake of giving it a thumbs down. And I talked about it on my videos. I talked about it on the podcast. Again, if you've been a follower of JAT for a long time, you understand and you remember me talking about these. And people were so nice. Oh, James, don't let it get you down. People are, whatever. It's like, it didn't really get me down, but it got to me that someone would do that because I really think it's important for us as human beings to always consider other people. And if I'm doing something for my own sake of just, for whatever reason, because they don't like, you know, I just don't like somebody, so I'm going to give them a thumbs down just for the fact that they did something, that part bothers me because I don't want to do that in my own life, okay? So it always really bugged me. Well, okay, so now fast forward to last year, I'm at Motor City Comic Con in Detroit. And this young man comes up with his mom to the table for an autograph. And I sign the autograph. And he's kind of like, you know, a little nervous and such. But then, you know, I'm used to that. And the mom's like, tell him. I'm like, tell me what? He's like, well, I'm the guy that was giving you a thumbs down on all your videos all the time. And I'm like, what? This is the person. Now, there's a couple layers to this. One being, I hope it really was, but I think he was being genuine. I think he was being honest. He said it just got to the point where he just was doing it for the sake of doing it. It didn't really matter. It wasn't even that he disliked me. It was kind of like just something to do. It was just, you know, fine. I'm going to be the one guy that gives the thumbs down. And he admitted that and he apologized. And it was really something. I didn't know what to say to him other than, well, you know, thanks for telling me because it was hurtful, you know? And so the other funny thing about this whole thing, so then, you know, and then I signed a thing. I think I did a selfie with him or something, you know, as well. And I said, don't do it anymore, you know, in a joking way. But here's the funny part. And here's the other thing about all of us that, you know, people that question me and my faith and they talk about God and is God real and all that. In my life, I have tried to give God everything that bothers me. So when things bug me, and when that was going on in my life, it bothered me that somebody would give me a thumbs down. It doesn't bother me if somebody gives me a thumbs down because they genuinely don't like me. Like the people on the YouTube channels that are criticizing my accent because they're from the UK and they just think, oh, it's another American doing a bad British accent. I can handle that. And I go, you're right. And if there's any suggestions you have, I'm happy to hear from you because I want to make it better, right? But somebody doing it just for the sake of doing it, that part, you know, is I'm like, oh Lord, I just don't like that. And I'd like a resolve to that. So I had for years been praying about that. God, give me a resolve to this. I'd love to know who this person is. I used to joke about it on the shows too. So here's how for me, when I tell you all, I pray for things and God is always very, very gracious to me to answer my prayers. So there's no reason in the world why the one person that gave me a thumbs down would actually feel convicted enough to go and actually come to a Comic-Con that I'm at and tell me that they were the person that did it. Except for, I prayed about it. I prayed about it sincerely. And I asked God for that sincerely for quite a long time. Now, it took like 4 or 5 years. But out of the blue, this person appears. Now, you could say, oh, James, maybe it was a coincidence, or, oh, maybe that person wasn't really it, or whatever. But it's part of the reason my faith is what it is that I, everything from, you know, finding something I lost around the house to matters of the heart with people that are dear to me, trying to resolve, or something like this, someone I'll never know, giving me a thumbs down. I give it in prayer to God and I say, Lord, I'd like resolve in this. I'd like something. And what I find in my life is that He gives that to me. And so I just want to use that as an encouragement to all of you. If you're going through something and you're giving it up in prayer, and you've been giving it up in prayer for years, and you're uncertain about it, even the little things, the things that mean nothing, like somebody just kind of harassing you by giving you a thumbs down, which means nothing in the grand scheme of life, I get it, but it's getting to you. It shows the heart of the God that made us. He loves us enough to care about the minutiae of our lives. The minutiae meaning the little bits and pieces, the things that don't necessarily seem to have a lasting matter to them, but they do because they're us, right? Everything matters to God when it comes to you and your life. You got to know that. And so that's the biggest thing I'd want. That's the big takeaway I'd want you all to have on today's episode is no matter what, if we ask for God to resolve something in our hearts, He hears us. And if we ask with a sincere heart. So even the little silly things like the thumbs down guy coming up and finally admitting and giving me a face that I can look at and be able to look him in the eye and have him, you know, say sorry and have him have me be able to say thank you and all of that and find some resolve in that. Now, look, it doesn't mean that people still don't give me thumbs downs, but it was very specific to that one. It doesn't mean that he might not still do it. Maybe after hearing this, if he listens, I don't know if he listens or not, he would hear this and go, hey, he's talking about me. I'm going to give him a thumbs down again. Please don't. Instead, go to the comments and say, that was me. And yeah, that's, and you know, instead we have an open line of communication. The whole point is it feels better to be happy with each other. It feels better to be good to each other in life than to be bad with each other in life. It really does. And I'm sure each one of you listening has an example of that. We all have those examples. So here's what we can do, each one of us. We can't control the used car salesman or the person giving me the thumbs down or the one that just truly doesn't like you for whatever reason and comments online about it. But we can control how we respond to it and we can control what we do with that. And what I do with that is I give it to God because the burden is too much for me, but it's not too much for Him. And He hears me and He answers me. Whether it be through actually showing me the person that it is or showing me in life that, you know what, don't sweat this stuff. I got it, James. So I would say to you, cast your burdens onto Him and know that He hears you. And for those of you that don't believe, you know, look, I don't have an answer outside of my own belief system. I know what I believe and I know why I believe it. I know more than I want to know, but I also know that what I know has been my truth. And there's evidence to it now for me. And so it's why it's my truth. So if you're like, James, you know, you're always going on about your faith. You're always all that. Because I think faith is important. I think, in fact, it's probably the only thing, really. And in a world that is a bit kooky right now and crazy right now, each one of us needs to find out where our faith is and what we believe and why we believe it. And to be willing to accept that other people are not necessarily always bad. They're just not believing the way we believe. And that's okay. Okay. So that's kind of the thoughts there. But I also, and it got me thinking about a story that I read this morning, which is people ask me what my favorite Bible verse is or stories from the Bible and stuff. And one of my absolute favorites is a very brief little story. And I'll read it to you here. It is from the book of Luke. So in the Bible, there's various gospels, they call it, and stories about Jesus and what He did. And there's four different gospels, and all four of them vary a little. And some people would say, oh, well, that's proof that it's not real. But people that are in like detectives and law enforcement and things like that, people that study cases and things go, actually, it's more accurate to have four different people tell four different variations of a story than to have everybody tell the exact same story. So for me, it's all the more proof that the Gospels are. But in the book of Luke, in chapter 8, verses 42 through 48, is one of my absolute most favorite stories. And I hope, even if you're not somebody that likes Bible stuff, please don't turn this off right now. Please listen, because the point of the story, I think we all can relate to. And it's just what I want to convey to you as to why, when people go, why do you believe what you believe? This is one of the reasons why. So it says this. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. In other words, he was walking and everybody was so fascinated by this guy that was healing people and forgiving sins and doing stuff that they, in their minds, were like, this is only God can do this. So who is this guy? So everywhere he went, Jesus was a rock star, right? And so he's at this place and the crowds are pushing in to where there's no room. You ever been in one of those crowds? Woo. I know that after, you know, before COVID, we all were in those all the time. And then after them, now people are kind of like, I don't want to be in that as much. But anyways, so he's in a crowd that is crushing in around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. In other words, she had a medical problem where she was having some bleeding that she could not stop. And it was going on for 12 years. So she had health issues, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. And in the other gospel of Mark that tells us one, she says, if I could just even touch his clothing, I might get healed. That's her mindset. Okay. That's the mindset of this poor soul that has just been dealing with an issue of illness for 12 years of her life. And she's just seeking some help. I think every one of us, no matter what you believe, can relate to that story at some point in our lives where we have been desperate. This woman is desperate. She thinks, if I can just even touch the hem of his garment, right? So she reaches out and she touches the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. But here's what's interesting right after. I mean, so, you know, again, people are a miracle. Okay. But here's the other thing. Immediately after that, Jesus asks, he stops in his tracks and says, who touched me? Now, again, as I said, they are in a crowd of people all around them, pushing up against him all around him. And so his disciples, namely Peter, who is one of the 12 disciples, says, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Like, what are you, crazy? Who touched me? Everybody touched you. We're all in this crowd right now. What are you talking about? And Jesus goes further. He says, no, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. So he felt the healing take place in this woman. So now the woman is kind of called out, okay? So she's feeling scared. She's feeling like, oh boy, I've done it now. Like I'm being called out by God. And she says, then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him, and she had been healed instantly. Okay, so she's like, I'm so sorry. I've been dealing with this, and I've reached out, and I was just hoping for healing, and I got the healing, but I'm sorry. Here's what I want you to really, the takeaway is what Jesus says to her after that. He says, daughter. So in other words, he's saying, we are related. You are mine, I am yours. Daughter, your faith has healed you. So in other words, he's saying, it's your faith. It's what you believed. You believed in me. And you thought, if I can even touch him, the hem of his garment, I might be healed. And you were, because you believed. So he says, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. So what I'm left with is this, and what I want you to be left with is this. When people go, okay, crazy James Arnold Taylor, Christian guy, oh, crazy Chris Pratt or crazy whomever, you know, that's very outspoken about their faith. We've had these moments like this woman. You know, I lost my voice years ago and there was no sign that I was going to get it back to any great length. I've had other health issues in my life. I had vertigo that I couldn't stop. I myself, my life itself is kind of a miracle that I'm even here because of the way I came about. I choose to not look at that like I did any of that in my strength. I choose to look at that in, I see the difference in my life is I chose to believe that God really is who he says he is in his word, the Bible, and that he really does listen to us. and that he really does love us, and that he really will heal us. And it doesn't mean just always heal of sickness. It doesn't mean that. Don't get me wrong here. I'm talking about the healing of our souls, okay? If we are willing to hear him, he will always hear us. And by hear him, I mean seek him out, search for him. Say, are you really real, God? You can get up on a mountaintop and go, God, are you really real? Because I don't know if you are. James Arnold Taylor says you are, but that guy's a little nuts. But if you're really real, then show me. Show me in some way. But I have to be willing to accept that whatever way you show me is your way and not my way, you see? Because I can't explain how God got to me, but he did. And I know that at the end of the day, he says, son, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, like he said to that woman. And what you have to know is how much God loves you. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. So whatever you believe today, just know that crazy old James and his crazy old beliefs in Jesus are here praying for you and praying for the best for all of us, and that we would have a heart like Jesus. Again, even if you go, James, fine, I just don't buy it. That's fine. But what I believe is Jesus, and what Jesus taught was to love your neighbor the way you love yourself, meaning don't just love you, but love other people and be willing to take in their considerations of their life and what they're going through, and that they may act out at you. They may say and do things that are hurtful to you, but each person has their own life. They're going through things. And we are all able to ask for forgiveness and be redeemed through the forgiveness that he offers as well. So doesn't mean I'm great at it. I'm not. I get angry like everybody else. I get frustrated like everybody else. I get hurt like everybody else. But I'm trying to go, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about you. So when I do these podcasts and I talk about my faith and all of that, why am I doing it? Am I doing it to make people angry? No. Will it make people angry? Yes. Am I doing it to cause a stir? Am I doing it to puff myself up? No. I'm doing it because I feel like the best I can do is try to be the best person I can be. And I'm only my best when I'm living for him and through him, not for me or for me. Because then I can live for all of you. I can pray better for all of you. I can listen to all of you better. I can try to be an example that is out in the world that says, you know what? This life is so imperfect and there's a lot of bad stuff. And I feel it too, but I'm really hoping for the best for all of us and that we can get through to the other side of it. Even those people that don't like me and want to hurt me, I just want to go, man, I get it. Life is hard, and sometimes it's easier to take it out on somebody else. But boy, think about how good it feels when someone is kind to you and you're kind back. And it's like when you give a gift at the holidays or something, and you're more excited to give a gift to somebody than you are to get something, and you're so excited about it. That's how I want to live my life. I want to be more excited to give the gift of joy and laughter and entertainment and fun than receiving. So I hope I'm able to do that for you all. I hope that that's what this show is about. And for those of you that don't want to hear me talk about my faith, I'm sorry. I hope you'd still stick with me, because I still will talk about other things and take your questions and stuff too. But for now, this show is about me kind of showing you where I'm at with my heart there. So I hope that makes sense. I hope it's all right. Hey, I have a couple of questions that I outlined here, and I just wanted to cover some of those before we go, and then we'll call it a day on this episode of the podcast. But let's see, these were in the comments on my Instagram. Here's a couple. I'll just read a couple of them. This one is DucksAreCool2319. That's the handle. And they say, hey, James, I'm just about to graduate high school, and I just wanted to say how much you've helped me get through some tough times and inspired me to pursue my dream career in storyboarding. Man, DucksAreCool2319. Storyboarding is so cool. I love hearing that. They continue to say, it's kind of nerve-wracking looking forward to my future and going into the unknown. I'd love to hear a bit of your Jedi-like advice that might help me and anyone else who may be nervous about the unfamiliar. You've always been such an inspiration to me and many others. May the Force be with you, and God bless. Well, it kind of covers what we've talked about, what I was talking about with Guinevere, and what I'm talking about here. What is my Jedi-like advice about someone that is about to, is nervous about the unfamiliar? The unfamiliar is perhaps make it your best friend, because what it's doing is teaching you how to handle it and continue to handle the unfamiliar, because guess what? The unfamiliar is a fact of life. We can't escape it. I am not going to sugarcoat it here and say everything's rosy and everything's great and you just stay on the sunny side of life. That's not true, because it's not always possible. I have friends that have cancer. I have friends that have ailments beyond that. I have friends that I have friends and family members that are dealing with things. I myself am dealing with things. We all have stuff. I don't talk about everything I deal with here. We all have stuff, but that could be considered unfamiliar. But what do? We get up every day. I start on my knees, as I've said, and I say, God, this is a wild adventure. I don't know what this day is going to bring. I'm probably going to get upset. I'm probably going to lose it at times. I'm probably going to be happy at times. I know I'm going to be hungry at times. I'm certainly going to be thirsty. Let's drink some water.
Ah, that's good water.
That is good water. But I know this. All of it's going to happen, and I have to learn how to deal with it. So breathe. What's the best we can do? We can meditate. We can breathe. We can pray. We can have friends that are our friends that talk about good things with us and hear us out. We can have accountability friends that hear us out when we're dealing with tough stuff. There's tough stuff that we deal with. There's things we struggle with. There's sin that we struggle with. There's parts of our lives that we struggle with. Why do I do this? I don't know. I can't help myself. All of those things. And all of that is part of life. So the more we accept that life is full of challenges, life is full of unfamiliar, but that's kind of cool and part of the adventure, you know? I didn't know 22 or so years ago that I'd be involved in Star Wars the way that I am. I didn't know that doing a little audition in my agent's booth in Beverly Hills, California one day would lead me to being Obi-Wan Kenobi for 20 plus years and being so involved in the world of Star Wars, which was a franchise that I just really enjoyed before that. I didn't know. It was unfamiliar to me to step into that room and take a chance, right? But take those chances, everybody. Take those chances. Believe. You took a chance even listening to this episode. If you are somebody that is not of faith, but you've hung on throughout this whole episode and heard Crazy James talk about Crazy Jesus, but have hung on to the end, know that you've bettered yourself because you've listened to things that you don't maybe even agree with, but you're learning, and you can use those as reasons as to either why you do believe them now or you don't believe them now. Because maybe you listen to me and you go, that dude is just nuts. That's okay. Here's the part we don't want to do. And now I'm going to attack him online, or I'm going to say this, that, or the other, because that doesn't do anything, right? Well, it hurts you, and if it hurts you, it makes me feel better. Okay, maybe, touche. But at the end of the day, how does it make you feel? I think all of us have done things that have been hurtful towards somebody before, and when you look back and you think back on that, how does it make you feel? Oh, it makes me feel terrible. I hate that I've wronged anybody in my life, you know? So know that the unfamiliar can be our friend if we're willing to accept it, but we're also willing to try to just go, and I'm going to be the best person I can be for everybody I can be while I can be. Okay? I hope that helps. Okay, there's another one. Offbeat Life. Offbeat Life is the handle. And they say, hey, James, longtime listener, first time questioner. I like that. I'm a huge fan of the Ratchet & Clank franchise. Me too. And his voice is your voice with no alteration? They're asking, how do you prepare to start voicing this character? Thanks for reading, and I hope you and your family are doing well. Well, thanks, Offbeat Life. So yes, Ratchet is basically my voice. It's just my regular voice. I don't do anything. I don't prepare. You know, it's like with other characters, be Johnny Test or Obi-Wan or anything, Plo Koon, I have to change my voice and the pitch and the tone and the placement of all of that. With Ratchet, I just let it be me. And so how I prepare for that, there was always the joke when we were in the studio for it. I've said this before. The engineer, Morgan, who was usually my engineer for that, the big joke between me and TJ Fixman and him would be, well, James, we're about to do Ratchet. Do you want to hear a reference file of the voice so you can get back into character? And we'd always laugh because it's just me doing the voice. I love that about Ratchet because I feel like Ratchet is a character that I really relate to. You know, I never knew my father. I wasn't an orphan. Ratchet's an orphan, but he has a lot of unknowns about his history and where he came from and stuff. So I related in that regard. Same with Tidus from Final Fantasy X. It's the same kind of thing. Both of those characters to me, and both of those are pretty much my regular voice. Tidus is a little different. It's a little higher up at times, and then when I'm doing the narration, it's a little more in there. But Ratchet is just James being James. And so I relate to this character because he's also a hero. He wants to be a hero, and he wants to do the right things. But he's also very full of ego and self and pride and all of those things that I struggle with too. So I love the character, and I love that he's my regular voice because I get to just be me. And I hope and pray that they keep the voice of Ratchet as me for as long as I can do it, you know. And I hope that they all would know that, trust me, when my voice can no longer go there, I'll let you know. But I am blessed to do what I do. So thank you all for your questions and comments. And thanks so much for hanging with me on the James Arnold Taylor podcast today. I hope you come back and listen again. And I hope that if you have questions and comments, you'll leave a comment on the YouTube or on Instagram or whatever. And we'll try to do some more of those soon. We got more episodes coming up soon. And thank you all so much. And Mr. Announcer Guy, do that legal mumbo jumbo.
Talking to Myself, the James Arnold Taylor Podcast is a production of Yumigo Inc., recorded at Chat Studios. Engineered, written, recorded, and produced by, you guessed it, James Arnold Taylor. All voices are parody and should be construed as entertainment only. All music and sound effects used with permissions and licenses through Backtracks, Digital Juice, Production Tracks, and Partners in Rhyme. James Arnold Taylor's Talking to Myself, the Podcast. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Thanks, dude. All right. May the Force be with you. May you all be blessed. May God bless you. May you seek truth. May you know more than you want to know. And may you know what you believe and why you believe it. Go out there and get this world. It is an unfamiliar territory for all of us at different parts at different times. But go for it. Be excited about it. And know that the parts you're not excited about are strength building for you. You will build muscles from those. Log it. Journal it. Write it down. Talk it out with somebody else. Get through the hard parts. But know that they're there to make you stronger. You will get stronger if you do it. Stick with it, man. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. God bless you. Take care. Goodbye.